I was having a very informative conversation with our friend, the Fam de Mort, Mr. Marsupial Gurgle himself, last night, because he's a big Audi enthusiast. And it was just, it's really interesting to talk to somebody about a topic that they actually know a lot about, that you know nothing about. Because he was just, in passing, mentioning a couple things that I had never even considered. Because I was telling him that Carrie's a little, she's medium on old Tig Notaro.
And it, you sound like you're medium.
No, I like it. Well, I thought I liked it fine until I drove the the Volvo XYZ.
Tempted by the fruit of a letter.
Possible show title. But the thing about the Tiguan, as Lynn was kind of explaining it to me, was for fuel efficiency, they've made a lot of cars lighter now. And some of that is actually because of federal laws. About mileage and things like that. I don't know if those are CAFE standards or what, but so like when you get in the Tiguan, when you shut the door, it's lighter, if that makes any sense. It doesn't have as much, it's just not as solid. And that has to do with they don't put as much soundproofing in things because that all weighs something and that affects fuel efficiency. There's this other element on the Tiguan where the car defaults to that. I don't know if your guys' Golf does this, but that auto start function where it turns itself off every time you come to a stop in the Tiguan, it turns itself off.
And it's not a hybrid.
No.
Wow.
But that's apparently that is federally mandated because it's supposed to be more fuel efficient. There is a button that you can press that turns it off and basically makes the car operate like what we think of as a quote unquote normal car.
Yeah.
But that really bothers Carrie that you have to sort of opt out every time of this auto start.
You can't just tell the car every time I drive it. You have to do it at the beginning of your
every time
trip.
You start. And what happens is it's like me with the mini to mini cable. I have driven that car now 1,000 times. I have forgotten about the auto start 1,000 times.
Uh-huh.
You, for some reason, you'd think you'd just get used to it. You'd turn the car on and you would deactivate it because it's just.
Do you have to go into a menu?
Nope, it's a button.
Oh, that's
next
good,
to the gear shift that you know has the symbol of the auto start, which again the car turns off, and then when you take your foot off the brake, it starts back up super fast. But something about I always forget until the first time I come to a stop. And then I'm like, ah, crap.
But then can you then turn it on in that moment? Because my car, like, you have to do everything through a menu. And once you're moving, you can't access those menus as a safety feature. And so I'm effed.
No, this is luckily, it's old-fashioned brick
good.
And mortar.
You can just click the button while you're driving.
Yes, so it's actually not a huge deal, but there's something psychological about it. It feels like the car is conspiring against you. That every time you get in the car, you have to ask it to not do something.
Or like my car that beeps at me when I decelerate too quickly.
Yes. Exactly. So, I don't know if the Volvo has a CD player, but I do like that idea of playing a CD.
But were you starting to say that, like, you don't get that? It feels like a very kind of old-fashioned American concept, although I understand it as well, that, like, when you close your door, it just doesn't have a satisfying sort of heft and thunk to it because everything's lighter now?
Yeah, Carrie is, and you know, hopefully I'm not mischaracterizing her car preferences. She likes cars that are a higher trim line, even if they're older. Like, she used to have a Passat.
Trimline mean?
Trimline is kind of the, like, you know, if the car is an SEL or an LTD. It's like you have the car, and then the trimline refers to the fanciness of that.
Oh, okay.
If you have the fanciest version of that car,
okay.
Or if you have the kind of, you know, cheapest right off the lot with the fewest bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And trimline gets into things like wood paneling inside and the stereo system and little
moon
creature
roofs.
Moon roof, which
and
we
moon doors. Although that's when
yes,
isn't that where you throw your
enemies? Unfortunately, the Tiguan also has a moon door.
Can we throw him in the moon door, Luke?
Make the man fly. So, in fact, by the way, the Tiguan doesn't have a moon roof or any kind of sunroof, which we never even noticed because we were test driving it on New Year's Eve day and it never occurred to us to look up and that's the kind of thing that you think, well, whatever, you know, I have had many cars that don't have a sunroof, but after having a huge one on the space car, we missed that a little bit. There was basically a bunch of things about this car that they're fine but they're kind of not ideal, and because I was the one who advocated for us to just like close the deal on this, it means that I will at some point be inheriting the Tiguan as my personal vehicle
when
Carrie gets something else she likes. But what I was going to say is she'd be happy to drive an older car that's just more substantial.
Yeah.
That's what she likes. She likes the door to be kind of heavy. She likes the car to feel, to her, not flimsy or like you can hear the engine revving in the Tiguan because of the kind of engine it is. Oh, by the way, this is another thing Lynn was just explaining casually about what like turbocharging is or turbo is on engines. Do you know anything about this?
No. I assume it means that you can like tell Kit that you want to go into turbo boost.
Well, have you ever seen the video game Turbo the Hedgehog? It's that. You can do that.
Okay. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, is that what it's called?
I think so.
Okay. Well, you're the expert. So basically, the turbo engines, which came along, are engines where when you step on the gas, it sprays a concentrated amount of fuel into the engine. It basically just like it mainlines the gas so that the engine can have more torque. And so you're able to put a smaller engine into a car because it has this capability. So it's like a smaller engine, which means technically, quote unquote, better fuel efficiency. But really what it is a smaller engine that's eating more gas because you're just so when you are enacting the turbo function, either through some switch or just through stepping on the gas, it's just shooting a super concentrated mixture of gasoline or an amount of gasoline. This is where now I'm way out of my depth in this. But anyway, all of which is to say I will be the proud owner and the primary driver of this Tiguan until the day it dies because I got us into this mess. And so I need to get us out of it. Well,